What's interesting is we're working, it's an ongoing project, because in archaeology we use a lot of subdisciplines. We use soils people, geomorphologists, geologists, and everything. And we're finding out, it's still in sort of preliminary stage, but soil has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
These, say, volcanic soil versus sedimentary soil, which are silicates, a lot of times the amount of energy or the amount of spiritual contact or the amount of spirits or the frequency of it is different based on the soil. Also with houses, wood versus stucco versus adobe. A lot of times, you know,
conductor.
Yeah, they conduct in different ways. And we're just working on that sort of thing. And as an example, we're testing soil on this one project in Texas, and we're working with Mark Nesbitt in Gettysburg. He does a lot of the Ghost of Gettysburg tours.
Yeah, he sure does.
He was working in the triangular field, and we had a friend who ran a restaurant in Jefferson, Texas called The Grove, which is shut down because he couldn't keep dishes on the table. Things were breaking all the time.
Well, scared everybody out of there, right?
Yeah.
It did. He couldn't make enough money to keep it going.
That's
and
funny.
People were getting frightened. And what happened was that this was the only town, apparently, or city in Texas that was union. And the history of the Grove is that I think the Confederates around there rounded up some Union soldiers and hanged them at the Grove. And this triggered, I mean, a lot of people died there over the years. And they were just, it was just angry energy. It was unsettling energy. But back to the story, had a relative who died in Gettysburg. And he said, would you do me a favor and take some soil from here and take a tape recorder, pass the soil on, which we shipped to Mark Nesbitt. I explained the situation to him, and we wanted him to drop the soil from the Grove in Jefferson, Texas, to the triangle field
in how much? Like a shovelful?
We took it. Yeah, it was like a shovelful.
Okay.
So essentially, Mark did it. He ran it over. He dropped it there. He took a tape recorder and he dropped the soil and asked if anybody's here wanted to say anything. So later he calls back and he said, I got a voice that said thank you on tape. So I go, okay, to the guy at the Grove, I said, what's this all about? And he said, well, one of the soldiers from Jefferson, Texas, who lived at the Grove, died in the triangle field, whatever it was there. And I wanted to see if you'd get a reaction because he died there. His body was never brought back home, to bring the soil to the dead and see if it elicited a response, and it did. The thank you was from the soldier, apparently, who died there. That's all we could make out of it.
That's amazing.